Hello, world. This is a Nerdy Thursday production. You can expect vast amounts of malediction. There will be plenty of F's, S's, B's, D's, A's, and in dire circumstances, C's. They will not apologize for the levels of inebriation that are portrayed. Also, they are not responsible for their guests' actions, words, or opinions. This is a podcast about your host's memories, feelings, and tangents that lead to tales of debauchery. What kind of garbage do you record?
That's real fucking nice. Welcome to Nerdy Thursday. And as a warning, there's a random guy banging and screwing on my deck, so any weird noises you hear, that's probably it.
You say banging and screwing?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like his wife or himself?
I know, he's doing work out there. I just thought it was a funny way to say it.
The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds. And they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you
be my friend. Welcome everybody to Nerdy Thursday. We're your two hosts, Sean and Mitch, and we're just a couple of guys who like beer, games, and nerd culture in general. My name is Sean, and with me, as always, is Mitch. What's going on, man?
Oh, just been having a great week so far.
Yeah?
Hopefully it goes. Well, we stopped doing intro stories, but here we go. We'll jump right into one. I've recently learned this year to use my horn when I get pissed off in the car.
Yeah, I was there first.
And it's
I was there for the first one, I think.
Yeah, I literally looked at you on the way to or from Louisville and was like, it's the first time I ever had to honk my horn at somebody.
It was on the way back when the guy just kept drifting into lanes.
Yeah, so actually within this month, I've used my horn more than I have the rest of my driving career.
That's amazing.
I've had to use it twice in the last 2 days.
Has it worked out like in your favor? Has it made you feel better?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, that's good.
I'm going to continue to use it.
Perfect.
The happened? One 2 days ago, it's been real, real nice out here. So this guy was out on his motorcycle, and he comes out of Bedard's, which is Route 8, basically a major highway. People going 50. This old lady cuts him off, and this guy just barely avoids a T-bone and flying over her car.
Wow.
So I kind of drift over into her lane, start blaring the horn. Windows down, so I lean out as far as I can and just flip her the bird, basically on her windshield.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Then this morning, on the way home from work, I had a guy cut me off in the crazy... You know the crazy intersections leaving Stop and Shop? If you go straight through there.
Oh,
and then
you're
going straight to through Coda to my Graham's house.
Yep.
Yeah, somebody was in the middle lane, which is the straight lane.
Yeah.
And I was in the right lane, which is the turn and straight lane. And we both went straight, but this guy went straight into my lane.
Oh, my God. As if you're going to GameStop.
Yeah. He's lucky I didn't get out and beat his ass in the Friendly's parking lot.
Holy Jesus Christ. Friendly's is a restaurant for anybody who doesn't live in Berkshire County.
Well, it's throughout the Northeast. Man.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so...
Well, I'm wrong.
Unless you got a story to match that, I got a question for you like we did last week.
I'm sure I do, but it's not on the top of my dome piece, and I'd much rather answer a question.
Alrighty, then here it is coming at you.
Okay. Look
what
out.
What is right the weirdest us. Scar you have, and how did you get it?
The weirdest scar?
Yeah.
I don't have many really weird scars. I have... super awkward scars, but this isn't a weird scar, but I feel like it's got the best story behind it. Is that okay?
That's acceptable to me.
All right. So I've got a scar that goes from about, I don't know how noticeable it is now, but it used to be super noticeable when I was younger. It starts about halfway up my forehead, runs through my left eyelid and down into my, through my eyebrow and down into my eyelid. And the story behind that, guys.
Pointing to it's not going to help the listeners.
I didn't point to it, you dick. Anyway.
Hashtag fake call out.
What's that?
Said hashtag fake call out.
Right. So what happened was, when I was little, we have a big yard in Hinsdale where I grew up. My brother's still there, and my stepdad's still there. We have a big yard, tons of woods behind my house, and we would go into the woods and just do a little exploring and, you know, just play on trees and stuff. Well, we ended up finding an actual cannonball in the woods behind my house. And that thing weighs, God, dude, it's got to weigh like 30 pounds. Like, that thing is just solid metal.
I don't know. I think it's an 18 pounder.
Really? There's no way. Maybe it is. I don't know.
When's the last time you picked it up?
A long time ago. Maybe it felt like
Probably right after you stopped doing it, because I know where this is going, and I love this story.
Oh, man. So I was in fifth grade. So we had had this cannonball for probably about a year. It just kind of rolled around our basement. It made its way outside, inside, just wherever I wanted to play with this stupid, heavy fucking ball made out of metal. Well, my sister was in the basement. We've got a cement basement, cold floor. I got to skateboard around down there. Actually, this story involves your skateboard, because that's the first time I ever rode a skateboard was when I borrowed yours. And I don't even know if you ever used that thing. But I borrowed it, and it was in my basement. And my sister was across the basement just being obnoxious. And I got this bright idea. I saw the cannonball. I saw the skateboard. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pick up this cannonball. I'm going to drop it on the end. And I'm going to launch it on her like this is a fucking Looney Tunes cartoon. Well, turns out I wasn't that bright with physics back then. And I dropped it on the wrong side of the skateboard. And that motherfucker popped up. And before I knew it, I was laid out on the ground. That board had cracked me in the face, and the grip tape ripped my forehead open.
Idiot.
My hand went straight to my head. I ran upstairs. My mom's an EMT. I ran upstairs. I'm like, mom, my head, is it bad? And dude, you know, if your mom's an EMT and she goes, oh my God, you know, something really bad happened. She took one look at that, grabbed a towel, soaked it in water, and was like, get in the car. Dude, the entire ride to the hospital, I'm like, can I just get butterflies to stitches? Because a couple years prior to that, I had to get stitches in my knee. And dude, that was nothing that I wanted to repeat. But she's like, Sean, I hate to break it to you, but there's no way you're getting away with butterfly stitches. So while I was getting stitches, they actually had to get a plastic surgeon in to like repair like some of the damage that the grip tape had done on my head. Like it peeled it back and it was real bad. That's my story. That's probably the most interesting story for me regarding stitches.
Nice. How many times have you had to get stitches? Those two times?
Four times.
Oof.
Yeah, I got the one in my hands, most recent, my knee, my head, and also about 10 years, I needed a couple stitches in my big toe when I crushed.
It's hilarious that I completely forgot like about the stitches pounds in your hand.
I mean, dude, I just removed two of them last night. It actually felt real good.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got a question for you.
Oh, boy.
Actually, do you have any interesting scars that you have a story that you want to share about?
I've got plenty of scars.
Whether or not you want to share
shins, shins, ankles, and fingers.
Uh-huh.
That's all from getting stepped on during football.
Ooh.
I'm sure I'll go ahead and add some of those during rugby.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. You had your first game. How was it?
We won, of course.
Yeah. How was the game itself? Was that your first time actually playing a rugby game?
Yeah, it was tiring, confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start a new Facebook album for anybody who didn't see the pictures I shared, if I'm not friends with you on Facebook. So I'm going to steal the ones of me during that rugby game and start a new album called Booty Shorts and Beer Gut.
Yeah. I've seen those pictures, and that's super fitting. That's more fitting than the shirt that you were wearing.
Well, yeah, it's that's a large, but somehow they call it a large, even though it's like a child's small. I don't know how that works in rugby size. That's like its whole own system.
That's amazing.
But on my forearm, I got two scars from where a girl scratched me at an eighth grade dance.
Damn.
Same arm, I have another scar from running into a pig roaster when I was a little kid.
That's awesome. How was the pig? Do you remember?
Oh, dude, if I could go to a pig roast every weekend, I would.
I know. You go to something called Meat Feast sometimes, which makes me think like a civilized roast pig.
It doesn't even compare.
Really?
I would have a roast pig over that anytime.
A roast pig.
Thank you. We had an outdoor couch for a while.
Okay.
When I was in elementary school, I fell off of that and randomly cut my hand on something that needed stitches.
Man. Damn, dude.
And my favorite one, saved it for last, is the one on my chin. I got this scar in Bahrain when I was super hammered trying to do the worm on the sidewalk outside of a club and just bashed my face instead of actually doing the dance move. Dude. And I'm actually really lucky that...
Yeah, really?
That they got stitches into it and closed it up because I was pretty belligerent the night before, so they couldn't actually get the stitches in when it was prime time to get them in.
Oh,
so when
no.
I went back in, they were like, "We don't know if these are gonna take," and I said, "Okay."
Oh,
so otherwise,
no.
It'd be like a big gaping scar. They got it closed pretty good though.
That's crazy, dude. Honestly, after you telling that story, I don't know how I haven't gotten stitches in my chin from doing the exact same thing. The amount of times that I've actually face planted while doing the worm, like more than my fingers, that many times.
Yeah, it was not good.
That's insane. Well, that's actually a pretty good question, and I appreciate you asking. And I've got one for you. KR is the symbol for a chemical element that is also a superhero's birthplace. What chemical element is it?
Kryptonite.
Wrong, it's krypton.
Ah, damn.
I knew that was going to happen. I actually put a little winky face next to my question because I knew you were going to say that.
Nice.
Yeah, but that actually leads us into what we're going to be talking about.
Oh, man, yeah, I think this is when you stole?
I stole it right from the show. This is the fastest I think we've ever gotten to whatever we're talking about. This is a new record.
It's because we're not drunk and I've been watching the time.
Me
so
too.
When you said, I have a question for you, I was like, oh God, we're gonna blast through our little intro period.
I really have nothing.
I like being around 13-minute area.
Actually, I'm not going to say what the show is about first. I do actually have another question for you that fits into the intro. You were over my house recently, which hasn't happened a lot lately. Like, it's so convenient for us to just Skype that I feel like neither one of us has visited each other. But with you having been here, you got to play the Switch and your first Zelda game since Zelda 64.
Yeah.
What did you think, man?
Zelda open world's pretty cool.
Which, of course, he's referring to Breath of the Wild, guys. So it's pretty cool. Is that your all-encompassing thoughts on the game that you got to play?
Yeah, I mean, it's real beautiful. I'd probably play through it. I'm not going to buy a Switch anytime soon, but...
Right.
I would definitely get that game.
Nice. What did you think of the system itself? What do you think of, like, the idea? And actually, you know, like, you get to sit back and, like, you can see commercials and you can hear about it. What did you think of it actually in practice and being able to hold it and see it convert to TV and come out of dock and be able to play it in handheld?
That I want to get back to you on, because I'd love to come over and play a different game.
Okay.
On the TV, and then make the Switch, and ho-ho, and then walk down to Jake's playing, and then come back.
That you can absolutely do. The other morning, I woke up, and I woke up super early. I don't have to leave for work until, like, 7:40. And, dude, I was up, and I was ready by, like, 6:30. And I was playing a little bit of Breath of the Wild, and sure enough, you know, I had to finally get up and go to work. Lo and behold, I could just pick that motherfucker up and walk the 6 minutes to work while finishing whatever quest I was doing. It was awesome.
Nice.
And actually, the next game that's coming out that I'm getting is Mario Kart in like 2 weeks.
Sweet.
That I'm super excited about. I've got a lot of friends on there that are getting that game. Guys, if you want that friend code, hit us up on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. You can find us at Nerdy Thursday. Hit us up there. Follow us and shoot us a message.
Are you friends with Micah on there?
I am.
Friends. Are you guys going to play Mario Kart together with Switch on Dick?
Switch on Dick.
Mario Kart. Nice hashtag.
Yeah, Switch on Dick. I think he's the first person to ever use that hashtag. Hashtag Switch on Dick. It was fantastic.
If you're gonna tag us in those, please have pants on.
Please, honestly, I don't care if you're male or female. Put pants on. But my question for Mitch earlier today, by earlier today I mean like 3 minutes ago, which is honestly, let's be real, that's earlier today, was in that relates back to what we're actually covering today, which is Double Dare and Family Double Dare from Nickelodeon from our childhood.
Heck yeah.
Did you watch this show growing up, Mitch?
Of course I did. And okay, apparently anybody who listens, probably within a certain age range,
yeah,
watched it too, because this put Nickelodeon on the map.
Yeah, from what I was just reading about an hour ago, it was their longest running game show, and it was also, it doubled their afternoon viewership within like a year of this show coming out. Now, it was known by a couple of different names. It was known as Double Dare. It was known as Super Sloppy Double Dare. It made the switch to Family Double Dare, and then finally it went to Double Dare 2000, and as you would probably imagine, in the year 2000. And that's when it made its comeback. So there's like a 7 year gap between it going off the air in 93 and it coming back. Now when it came back, it had a different host, Jason Harris, but we all know the show when Mark Summers was running the show, right?
Heck yeah.
Now I watched Family Double Dare.
Now hold on, before we get into the actual TV section of it.
Okay.
Do you ever remember playing the Double Dare video game for Nintendo?
I never played that game. I have it. I never played it.
Whenever we... Wait, did you say you have it?
Yeah. It's on my Pi.
Oh. Well, I was going to say, we got to drive out to Ohio and see if it's in Stephen Michael's collection and play it.
I mean, I don't have that game. Stephen Michael,
but if it's on the Pi...
I'm almost positive I have it on the Pi, either for NES or SNES. I think it may have come out on SNES as well.
It did.
Have you played it?
No. Not that I remember.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
But it's also one of those games where you just have to mash the same two buttons, kind of like American Gladiators.
Okay.
Man, I did play stuff that like game. That. Me too. That's why I said that, because I knew you'd know what I was talking about.
Yeah, I played that game for Two Dudes and an S. What's up, Justin, Michael? Back when I was running their high score group, which just got way too much to handle, sorry guys, but I was doing the high score group, and we would do a high score challenge, and that was really fun, because every time they had a new show, it would give me a new game that gave me a reason to play that game. Like, I would never in a million years just sit down and play American Gladiators. Or this game.
I used to rent that Dalton Video a bunch.
Did you really?
Heck yeah.
Damn. Do you remember Dalton Video? My favorite part of Dalton Video was, and my question was, do you remember the Simpson arcade game that was like sitting right at the door?
Yes. I think that's like the only stand-up arcade game you can find in Berkshire County at random places. Like, I think it was there. I think it was at Pizza Hut for a long time. It's definitely at Summit Hill Campground.
People can't see me, but I'm like looking up into the air, like I'm trying to dig deep into my memory banks and think of any other arcade game that's possibly in this area, and I think you're right. I honest to God think that the Simpsons arcade game is the only one still around here.
And then, you know how I always talked about like playing pinball at the Mound?
Yeah, yep.
And it's the only pinball machine in North Adams in Northern Berkshire County.
Yep.
They don't have it anymore.
What?
There's no pinball machine in there.
That's a bunch of trash.
They got a driving game and a golf game.
Hmm.
It's nonsense.
Yeah, that's... Oh, are you talking about the golf game that has, like, a trackball?
Yeah.
Fuck that game, man.
But if Seriously. You do good, they have a monthly competition, and if you're first place, you get a $20 gift certificate.
That sounds like a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah. It costs $4 to play 18 holes. So,
dude, the amount
you better
of money
do good on
I'd
the first time. Or
the amount of money that I'd have to spend to get good at that game, I might as well just buy myself like five $20 gift cards.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
Or just go at the right time and know the bartenders. That's what I do. And
that's true. And
at the time of this recording, I'll probably be getting hammered there.
Because
my favorite bartender's working.
Oh, tonight or on Thursday?
When it's released.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Because as people are listening, today is my motherfucking birthday.
Oh, hell yeah. Wait, Thursday's your birthday? Oh, yeah, because your mom's is Friday. Yep, you're right. Dude, dope. Dope, 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 dope.
I can't believe we got 20 minutes into this thing before I mentioned that.
Yeah, how much willpower did that take?
A lot. I was actually kind of upset that I had the thing at the beginning about the guy banging and screwing on the deck.
Yeah.
Because it was that or screaming, it's my motherfucking birthday.
Well, hopefully they made it about 22 minutes into the show. And they're going to be sending you birthday messages on our Facebook and our Twitter at Nerdy Thursday. You can also leave us an iTunes review at iTunes and wish him a happy birthday.
That would be the best birthday present ever.
Yeah, 5-star.
A bunch of 5-star reviews.
Happy birthday. Also, thank you, Phil Hawkins, for whatever iTunes reviews you left us.
Yeah, for wordsmithing the shit out of iTunes.
Yeah, for real. But back to the show, back to what we're covering. Another question for you is, growing up, were you like me? What kind of stuff did you like to watch growing up?
All the shows that I watch now and realized I didn't know shit about what they were talking about.
Like what?
The Animaniacs, Rocco, Most Modern Life.
Pretty much any show that has a lot of like adult content that nobody caught.
Yeah.
Nice. Good call. I'm very much so in the same boat as you, but I like to also splash in like all of the game shows on Nickelodeon, and I'm super excited to cover this. And there's like so many more game shows that I want to come back and just chat about and maybe get you to see for the first time, because I know that you haven't seen Guts, which blows my mind because like that show was my childhood.
Do you
have it? Guts.
Is that the one with the pyramid?
That's the one with the Super Craig, and they gotta scale the giant mountain at the end?
Yeah, that's the one. The mountain, not the pyramid.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I watched some of those.
Oh my god, those were so much
Wild
fun.
And Crazy Kids was my favorite.
Yeah, they actually, I think...
Of these game shows.
I think that they recorded one here in Pittsfield at Wacona Park back when we were really, really, really little. At least that's the story that I've heard. I think I was small enough that... You know, I didn't know at the time, but as I grew older, like, people kept telling stories about that had happened. I'm like, oh, man, no way. I really wish that I got to go do that. Because part of the beauty of these shows and these game shows is while you're a kid, you're watching it, and all you want to do is go on that game show.
Oh, yeah.
You want to participate. And Wild and Crazy Kids, you're right. I think that is... honestly the best game show coming out of our childhood, because it all took place outdoors. You know, it was like you got moon shoes, you're sitting there and you're using remote control boats and going around this gigantic ass pool. Those are the two things that I remember, but I remember wanting to do that so badly. Now now we
now
both
we can
watched
talk about
two-
Double Dare.
Yeah. So we both watched two different versions of this show. You watched Double Dare, which was the original, and I watched Family Double Dare, which came out a few years after that. And it kind of changed up the formula a little bit, but I would love it if you start off with Double Dare and you talked a little bit about that.
Well, if you want to hear about Double Dare, let me tell you, I watched something amazing.
Okay.
And I'm talking about Double Dare 1976.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there was a game show called Double Dare, filmed in 1976, hosted by none other than Alex Trebek.
What?
I'm surprised you didn't see this while you were looking for stuff.
No, I went to good old trusty Google and just typed in family Double Dare full episode.
Ah, see, that's where you went wrong.
I just typed in Double Dare. I'm actually scrolling through the Wikipedia right now, and it's not even in this. This is crazy.
I think it is at the top where it says it was based off that.
Oh, okay. Well, go on.
Hold on. Now I'm looking.
Okay.
It seems like this Wikipedia starts in the 80s.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're in the same one that I am, and it's definitely not here.
Yeah, so sorry you missed out on that wonderful opportunity.
Guys?
But it kind of jumped in, like, because it was an adult thing. It wasn't a kid game yet.
Okay.
But it's basically the same premise.
Was it a bunch of, like, was it trivia mixed in with physical challenges?
Nope, just trivia, just questions.
Okay, cool.
But because it was adults. And so what you have is you have two people, one versus the other.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually play along with the game. And it's just, you know, person, place, or thing.
Okay.
You look, so if you're playing with the game, you can look away from the TV, and when you hear the ding, you can look back. And I tried to play with them. Whew. This is a lot harder than the crap they had on Nickelodeon.
I don't know about that, man. But
so what they
did. Do you have any questions?
I didn't write any of them down.
Okay.
Because it's like, what they do is they give it to you, and then they give you clues. And the clues get easier and easier the further along the game goes.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it goes along the same premise, other like than that, where you have the one category and a bunch of clues.
Mm-hmm.
You have your two players, and they're basically locked in little soundproof boxes.
Okay.
And when you ring in, it shuts the other guy off and turns off his sound and everything. And you get a guess. If you guess wrong, the other player, you get locked in, and the other player opens up and gets a penalty clue. So he gets to see a clue and you don't.
Oh, wow.
So it does that. If you get it right, then they show you the next clue, and that's when you can dare the opponent. Or, like, pass and just take, I think it was $100.
Wow.
Or $50. So you can dare and get 150, depending on what the clue is. If they get it right, like, you only get the $50, or the $100. Okay. If they get it wrong, their box closes back off, your box back opens back up, and they said, hey, you get it wrong, they got it wrong, do you want to double dare them? So then you get, like, another $150.
Wow.
So then you're trying to get to $500. If you get to $500...
A lot of money back in the 70s.
Right? Wait till you hear the grand prize.
I have the grand prizes from the 1988 version. I can't wait to hear this.
So if you get to the $500, you get to go up against the spoilers.
What's the spoilers?
The spoilers are three PhDs that you're now going against instead of just your random opponent.
Holy shit.
But it's basically the same premise. They're all in soundproof boxes.
Dude, that's like being in junior high school, winning four games of football and then being like, oh, hey, by the way, you're playing against an NFL team.
So then you're standing out there and Alex Trebek and you are staring at a board with the answer. And then there's eight clues. So you pick number 1 through 8. They show you the clue. And you can either give it to the spoilers or pass. And you get four passes, so the guy, you know, reads the clue and goes, all right, I'll give that one to the spoilers. Each spoiler gets a guess at it.
What happens if they miss?
If they miss, you get $100.
Oh, sweet.
So there's three, you know, each time, so you can get up to $300 every time.
That's insane.
So if you beat them through the entire four clues you give them, you get $5,000.
Holy crap.
So when I was watching...
Oh, man. That is so much better than the 88.
Yeah, right? When I was watching, it was set up like Jeopardy.
Okay.
And if you won, you were the champion and got to come back.
That is dope. Do you ever make it to the PhD?
This guy was up to like $7,500
panel?
What?
Do you ever make it to the PhD panel?
I mean, I didn't.
No, would they? Like, do they win so much that they just get, like, an honorary PhD from the show?
Oh. You're a Double Dare doctor. Enjoy the spoilers.
That's amazing. Okay, so that sounds a whole lot different than what we're talking about.
It's different, but because it was adults, they didn't have the physical challenges.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay. It had the clues and stuff, but I thought it was interesting that, like, it still had the two-team aspect and the double and the dares built on each other.
That is really interesting.
I only watched it because of Alex Trebek, to be honest.
Alex Trebek is, like, he's a game show just god.
I know. I love that guy.
So, when I started looking into this, I didn't realize you had sent something to Brian earlier today to let him know that what we are actually doing so he could get a logo started. And, like, I looked at it and you sent Double Dare and then he said Family Double Dare. And in my head, I never knew that there was a difference. I'm not going to lie, because I'm just young enough, which is still really weird to say, that I'm just young enough that I grew up with Family Double Dare. I never saw just regular Double Dare. Like, it went Family Double Dare and then Double Dare 2000 for me. And so I never knew that there was this whole other game show that only starred two people instead of a team of four.
Yeah, well, that might be why I hated what I watched.
Okay. I didn't watch any regular normal Double Dare that you watched. I only watched
it didn't remind me of what I watched.
Gotcha.
As a kid.
You poor bastard.
There was no nostalgia glasses.
You sent me something that was like, this shit is awful. And I'm sitting there, and I was like, there's no way. There's no way. And even sitting down and watching an episode this afternoon and prep for this, I was like, man, I don't know how Mitch didn't like this. Like, this is a lot of fun.
I think if Brian uses one of the pictures I sent him, that was my favorite part about watching.
I saw what you sent. Just the massive fails of people doing physical challenges.
Yeah. That and if he doesn't use it, I'll put it somewhere.
So did you want to talk about what you watched at all? Or did you want to just cover kind of like the Family Double Dare?
Talk about Family Double Dare, and I'll tell you if there was any changes.
Okay, cool.
Like, besides it's two adults and two kids normally, right?
Two adults, two kids, yep.
Yeah, so on Double Dare, it was just two kids on each team.
Dude, I can't even imagine that. I've literally never once seen a single episode of just two kids. This is blowing my mind right now.
Before we start into, like, the actual details, though, I got to, you know, I was looking around YouTube, and I don't know how true this is, but it said, you know, first shooting of Double Dare ever, unaired. And these guys set up the obstacle course, right?
Yeah.
Which, if we're going to skip ahead, and it's not really spoilers, during the obstacle course, you have to grab the flags and pass them on.
That was my favorite part. Dude, those look like fruit roll-up flags.
When the episode you watched, I don't know how many of the obstacle courses were the same, but did they have the nightmare challenge on there?
No.
All right. What this challenge is a giant pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Full of feathers, and you have to find the flag in there.
Gotcha.
And this is the first obstacle course they ever set up.
That's ridiculous. I guarantee you that took the whole minute just to fucking find the flag.
Take one. The entire minute, they're on nightmare.
That's incredible. I called it.
Nobody put the flag in to the pillow.
Oh, no way.
Take two.
Oh, my God.
They set up.
Yeah.
Reset up nightmare. This girl is searching through all the feathers. 60 seconds go by. No flag. The producers thought the host.
Again?
The producers thought the host put it in. The host thought the producers put it in. Take three. Nightmares. Reset up. This girl is digging through feathers everywhere. Finds the flag. 15 seconds. Even if it took that long.
It took 15 seconds or she had 15 seconds left?
It took 15 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So she passes the flag off to her partner. Partner takes off. Cameraman turns around to run with her. Just biffs it. Eats shit in the middle of the set. Take four. She didn't even dump out a single feather. They just laid the flag on top.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
They were like, dump it out. It'll be right there, I swear.
That's incredible.
I was laughing so hard.
I've got to go back and find this. For sure. That's incredible.
It was amazing to watch. And that's the same kid, like, later on in that, where I got that picture from.
Holy god.
Of the fail.
Where he's just falling on his face. That's incredible. Okay. Dude, that's so awesome. So, before I get into the show layout, I just want to, like, I'm shocked that I see this. I just scroll down the Wikipedia a little bit, and I see the number of episodes.
525.
Fucker, you already saw it. 525 episodes between 86 and 93.
And the only reason I remembered that, because I already closed Wikipedia, is because that's so fucking high.
That's incredible. That's insane. No wonder it doubled the amount of afternoon views on Nickelodeon. There's a new fucking episode every goddamn day.
How many years was it on for?
It was on for like that period of 7 years.
That's 75 a year. Like, that's still a lot of shows.
That's absolutely insane. That's at least one a week.
Yep.
Which is bonkers. And then in 2000, they had 67 episodes. That's also crazy. And also makes me want to go back and rewatch all of these episodes. But anyways, the show always starts off, no matter what, it always starts off with a physical challenge. Which, guys, this is just like the most ridiculous, menial thing in the entire world that always is playing on some sort of silly theme. Now,
dude, it's way better than a coin toss. That's basically what it is.
It basically is a coin toss that you can influence depending on how good you are. Now, the episode that I watched, it started off with, because I watched the one that had two parents and two kids, it started off with one parent and one child out in the physical challenge court, which is basically just the stage. And it had one of the kids sitting on the ground with a glass on its head. Now, imagine like a pint glass with a line about halfway up. Now, the parent was sitting behind them on a stool with an orange juicer on their head. Now, I don't know if they still make these orange juicers. But my mom had an orange juicer when I was younger, and I don't think she ever once used it. But it was this round thing with like a spike coming out the center.
I kid you not.
The parent had, what's that?
I said, I kid you not. You talking about this one just reminded me of another like one that I didn't see today, but I remember from being a kid.
Right? Dude, this show, I feel like every single 525 episodes had different freaking challenges, and I would love to have been the person that came up with this shit.
The one I was thinking of is where they had the helmets on with the two sponges.
Oh, yeah.
You had to run in different directions.
You had to squeeze them?
Soak the sponge, run back, and headbutt each other and fill up the bucket in the middle. That's just awesome.
Dude, guys, I kid you not. This is the most ridiculous shit that you can picture. So these parents had this orange juicer on top of their head, and next to them was a bucket full of orange water balloons full of orange dyed water. So these parents, as soon as the buzzer hit, these parents are grabbing these water balloons and smashing them on this orange juicer and quote unquote juicing these water balloons, and trying to fill up the glass that's on top of their kid's head. Now, the first team that filled their glass to that line won and took control when it went to the trivia, because after that it goes to trivia for a round, then goes back to a physical challenge to start round two, and then after that it goes to the obstacle course. Now, just watching these parents frantically slam these water balloons onto their orange juicer was hilarious. And it was at that moment that I was like, I don't know what Mitch watched, but man, I wish he picked a different episode. Oh my God. I don't remember which team won for mine. It doesn't really matter. But the first question they got was the, what chemical element is it that started this whole thing? Which you said kryptonite, it was krypton. But the way the game, the trivia portion works, guys, is each team, whoever wins the physical challenge gets asked the question. It starts at $25 questions and then round two goes up to $50 questions. If they don't know it, or if they think the other team doesn't know it, they can dare and send it over to them. But they gotta watch out because the other team can double dare them right back and make it four times the cash. Now, what I really liked about this, and you didn't see it very often, but in the show that I watched, they did. They faked them out on a hard question just to get them to double dare it back, and they answered it on the double dare.
I feel like I would do that a lot.
Right? Take the risk. Now, when you get double dare back, you either have to answer or take a physical challenge. And if you win the physical challenge, which is one of those really silly, crazy fucking things that I'm talking about right here with the orange juicer, if you win that, you win the $100. Like, if it's a $25 question, it's $100 because it's four times the cash. Now, I saw them exploit that once in this show, and man, I'm just sitting there. As an adult, someone who likes strategy, I'd be like, man.
Was that for the win?
It wasn't for the win because they were already kicking the shit out of them. So it was like one of those, like, just kicking dirt.
Oh, you're down?
Kind of moments.
Watch what I'm going to do. Love it.
Like, now that I think about it, like, that was fucking such a douchebag move.
Savage.
Super savage. So it goes through something like that. I don't know how long the rounds last, but it always seems like in the middle of a question, the buzzer goes off and the team never gets to answer it. Like, the buzzer never goes off between questions. And it's always a super simple question that gets asked. And you're like, oh yeah, they're going to get this. And it's like, ah.
Well, the rounds are...
end of the round.
The rounds are, yeah, 10 questions. So there's not really a time limit, but you just kind of... Well, there's a time limit, but you're trying to get through as many as you can. This is from what I saw. Because they have to get to the second round and the obstacle course.
Mine may have been different. I know when we also both watched the... they did kind of a new one with All That characters last year. I know that one was literally 10 questions. But I think the TV show, the one that I watched, it was from 88. I think that was timed rounds. Because the buzzer went off right in the middle of him asking a question.
Well, I mean, like, Jeopardy does that, though. You know what I mean?
Oh.
You have the board, and you try to get through it, but if you don't, the timer goes off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It wasn't 10 questions, is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
For what I watched. But anyways, it had that question, like that chemical element. I also have another question or two that I'd love to ask you and see if you could answer these. Because some of these questions, man, were fucking ridiculous.
That's the only reason I didn't want to tell you to watch the All That episode. It's the only one I wrote a question down for.
Oh, I did watch it, though.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, whatever. All right, you ready for this question?
Yeah.
Aries. The first sign of the zodiac corresponds with the head region of the body. What sign of the zodiac corresponds with your knees?
Pisces.
No, it's Capricorn. Unsurprisingly, that led to a double dare physical challenge.
No shit.
Do you want to hear this physical challenge?
Yeah, I mean, if it doesn't involve blowjobs because it's a Benise question, I don't want to know.
It doesn't, but I still think that you want to hear it.
Mom and Dad, we're going to need you down here, please. both sides. We'll do both sides.
That's fucking Nickelodeon, man.
I was wondering why this show got taken off the air. Now I know.
Oh my God. So they ended up bringing out this, it looked like a clothesline, right? So it had this pole that came up, and it had a pulley system and a rope that ran around it. And it spanned about 20 feet. Now they stretched it out and they put father and daughter on one side, and they put son mom on the other side.
Oh, they won. Anything involved in laundry, your mom's going to win.
That is so sexist. So,
I wanted to follow up the blowjob joke with a terrible one.
Nailed it. So, in front of the girl is a bucket full of balloons they're attached to clothespins. Now, that girl had to take the balloons, pass it to her father, who had to take the clothespins and attach it to the line and send it down to the son, who was sitting under it with a hat with a pin on top. Now, the mom is behind the son, and she has to tell him when to stand up to pop the balloon. And when he pops the balloon, she removes the clip so that the line doesn't stop. Now, they have to pop three of them in 20 seconds.
God, that is so much
Do you want to wager a bet as to whether or not they won?
They didn't win.
They did not win.
That's too much going on.
Dude, they failed. That kid was spastically jumping up like he was a Mexican jumping bean. He was bobbing these things all over the place. He had like three freaking pins on his head, and he couldn't pop a fucking balloon.
Perfect.
To save his life.
We got a sex sexist joke in and a racist joke. Keep going.
That's not racist. Those are real things. I had a Mexican jumping bean, you son of a bitch. Now, because they failed, the other team won what they were going to be winning, and that was going to be $100. Now, this went on a couple more times. I don't know. I've only got one more question that I'm going to ask you once it gets to round two, because this is going to be a $50 question, and I want to see if you can get this.
I don't have $50 to give you, so I hope I do.
I don't. I hope you fail. So they end up ending that round, and it starts with another physical challenge, and the other team, whatever team won, and it comes back in. And one of the questions in this was, are you ready for this?
Yes.
On the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoon, what was the name of Mr. Peabody's time-traveling device? And I swear to God, Mitch, if you pull out your phone and you start Googling, I will know, and I will drive down there, and I will choke you with my mic cord.
Peabody and Sherman used.
Dude, I swear to God, I thought you were typing that into Google, and that's what you're just like. That's what you're saying.
No, fuck. I watched the new movie that came out too, not that long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I guarantee you there are people right now who have their headphones in or are listening on their stereos that are screaming at you
right now. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
And I only say that because I know that there's people that are a couple years older than us that would probably have a better memory of this that are screaming at their iPhones, Android devices, and or stereos.
I remember what it is.
Okay, what is
it? And I didn't Google it.
Yeah? What did you use, Bing?
No. Come on. I asked Jeeves.
Siri?
The TARDIS.
Wrong show. Oh. Wrong show, Doctor.
Damn.
It is the Wayback Machine.
Oh, fuck.
Did you actually know that?
Well, yeah, I just watched the movie a couple years ago. Fuck.
Oh, you poor bastard. Of course, that led to another couple of physical challenges because for some reason, dude, there's questions where I was thinking, okay, so I'm watching this almost 30 years removed from when this show was coming out. But I feel like it would have been much easier to answer some of these questions back then than it is now. Like, there was a reference to a Sting album that came out probably like within a year or two. That's actually the one that they got double dared back and then fucking smoked them. It was hilarious. It was great. But there's questions like that where I was like, man, how did they just dare the other team? Are they told beforehand, like, hey, you got to pass some easy questions. You can't just steamroll these people.
That wouldn't be any fun. Know.
But what ends up happening at the end of round two is whoever has the most money goes on to do the family obstacle course. And now you made reference to a couple of different obstacles, like the pillow earlier.
Yep.
And I was very upset that in the one that I watched, it didn't have the gigantic human nose.
Okay, I was just going to ask if it was the same as the one from 2016 with all that cast.
No.
Because I know, like, no, it wasn't. I think for a while there was pretty much the same obstacle course.
Like, the thing, I think what they did, I think they had like 15 or 16 obstacles that they just mixed and matched.
Well, the thing is,
to like put together one.
The thing is, when I watched the reunion one, the 2016, with all that, I think they just used like the most memorable ones.
Yeah.
And since I watched that first, I was like, I think this was the obstacle course every time. That's why I was asking.
No. So what mine included was, actually, I'm going to start with the prizes. Are you ready for this? Are you ready to have your mind blown what these guys were competing for?
I hope it was a lot like the video game where they were competing for a BMX bike, a TV, a regular Nintendo, and a tropical vacation. Those were the four prizes you could win on the video game.
Okay, very close. So, what we had here was enough rollerblades for the family, by Ultra Wheels.
Sweet, I love eight pairs of rollerblades.
Yeah, Ultra Wheel rollerblades.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, they're fancy. A big-ass radio with AM, FM, and built-in cassette player. A 20-inch color TV with a remote control.
Did you say 20 inches?
20 inches, bro. Fucking 20 inches or GTFO. What's up, Tadpog?
Goodness.
10 that's speed
like
bikes.
That's like 10 times the size of my wiener.
What? Oh, my God.
My goal speed is bikes. To be speechless, because if I could do that, I know the listeners are like, what the hell?
Yeah, because I only listen to 50% of the stuff that you say. So if you can get me speechless, like, these guys are listening with, you know, open ears as to, you know, whatever you're going to say. If you catch me off guard. Yeah. So after the bikes, an electric typewriter.
Ooh.
Right?
AKA and a computer.
Without a screen, yes. And a St. Thomas Beach resort vacation. Now, if they completed every one of these obstacles in 60 seconds, the grand prize was going to be an 88 Corsica LT car, which I typed LMAO after that, which means laughing my ass off, because that thing looked like a fucking trash heap. Like, I'm not talking trash heap.
Dude.
I'm not talking trash heap from fucking Fraggle Rock, but this looked like a trash heap.
I really wish you could see your own head bobs.
Dude, I felt myself getting sassy on that.
There was so much sass behind the phrase trash heap.
I really wish that the webcam worked on that laptop. Because, yeah, if you're anything like me when I'm talking, that would be a sight to behold. Now, my challenges in order went like this. And you mentioned the flag. So at the end of every one of these obstacles, you got to grab that flag and you got to pass it on to your teammate. So there's 8 challenges, so everybody has to do 2. It starts with the human hamster wheel. You got to jump in that human hamster wheel and you got to run.
Okay, that was on the All That episode.
It was. And I think that you're right when you talk about the most memorable ones. But I also think you're wrong because this one had a couple of challenges that I saw in so many growing up that I was surprised that I didn't see in All That one.
Well, the thing is, on the All That one, it's like me trying to play rugby now after a decade of minimal physical activity.
And that's true.
I'm not trying to be mean, but Lori Beth is not in the best physical shape.
Oh my God.
I don't really see her doing 2 obstacles.
this is not meant to be body shaming, but Lori Beth Denberg was not in great shape back when she was on All That in 96. Lori Beth is about three times that size.
Oh, good. Right now. So now we tell sex jokes, sexist jokes, racist jokes, and we body shame.
Excuse me, sir. I said, this is not body shaming. This is like in...
Oh, yeah. I'm not racist,
he says,
but...
with all due respect. So from the hamster wheel, you got to pass that flag over to your partner and go to the monkey bars. And you got to climb these monkey bars. This has got to be the easiest obstacle challenge in the entire world.
When's the last time you were on monkey bars?
Unless you're Lori Beth Denberg. What's that?
When's the last time you were on monkey bars?
Have you been to my work? I've got these metal pipes that I do pull-ups on.
Okay, I didn't ask you
it's
that.
It's basically monkey bars. Last time you it's basically monkey bars.
When's the last time you did monkey bars?
Probably 5 years ago.
That shit's hard.
You're insane. It's not hard.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, watch for our video of Sean trying to get across the monkey bars.
We can do that anytime you come over next time.
I'll be
Park's right next to me.
I'll be there tomorrow.
I got tomorrow off. Let's do it.
Sick. I have tomorrow off too because it's my birthday and I ain't doing shit.
Yeah, word.
I'm gonna go to work. I'm gonna leave work. I'm gonna start drinking beer. I'm gonna go to rugby practice. I'm gonna drink more beer.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna go home and go to sleep because I have to work in the morning at 3 a.m. So.
When's rugby practice?
5:30.
So you're drinking at my house?
They don't know it yet, but I'm gonna show up shit faced.
Nice. They'll be okay with that. So you get to the end of the monkey bars, grab the flag, pass it on to your partner, and then you gotta go down this gigantic, stupid slide and grab a flag. Now...
Is that the one where you climb up and it spirals?
Yes. Yep. You gotta climb up to the top, and you go down the slimy, disgusting spiral slide and grab that flag and pass it on.
Is that the one that's covered in chocolate sauce?
Yes. Do you remember the one that was covered in, like, rainbow-colored slime?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. So, anyways, it's the one that you had to go through the rollers and go down it on your stomach.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
In the 2016 one, they used whipped cream.
Yeah, the squeegee.
But back in the day,
Back in the day,
they used that. So, in this, they had to pass off the flag, and this kid had to jump into this kiddie pool full of the most disgusting, like, think of a bog. Like, the color of that bog. This kid had to jump into this inky, disgusting slime pool and grab a flag in the middle. Now, once he got that, he passed it off to his sister, and she had to get into this mini... Like, this pool kind of is snaked for about 20 feet, and she had to get into this boat and pull herself along and get the flag at the end. Now, once she got that, she passed that off to her dad, who had to get on his stomach. And do you remember the pipes? Where the dude has to crawl through the slimy pipes and keep pulling himself around corners until the end?
Kind of.
It was that one. Whoever's listening, if you have seen this show, I guarantee you know what I'm talking about. Now, once he got down there, he had to grab that flag and pass it off to his wife, who had to crawl underneath the stomping feet and get to the end that had a flag on it. Now, apparently in this show... An obstacle, a randomly selected obstacle, was a cash obstacle. So if you completed that, you got X amount of money. And this time, it was $3,500. Now, this is obstacle 7, so obviously there's one more left. So she had to grab that flag and pass it off to, I think it was her son. And he had to run over to this gigantic fucking sandwich. It looked like a gigantic sandwich. And it was
I love the sandwich
salad.
One.
He had to lift up the top of that sandwich and dig through this egg salad and try to find this flag, which this made me think of the pillow one that you were talking about earlier because, man, out of all of the obstacles in this show, I feel like this is the one that gave the most people trouble. Besides the nose one and the one where they had to stomp on buttons until they found out which one. This one wasted the most amount of time.
One of the other ones I saw was... It was Icy Trike, and it was basically just a tricycle on a super slippery surface.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that you just had to do whatever you could to get across.
Yeah.
But what really I was thinking when you said something about the egg salad sandwich,
Yeah.
Was the giant pancakes and butter.
Oh my god, dude! Holy shit! Dude, this show had so many awesome obstacles. I forgot about that one.
Yep, I saw that one today when I was doing research.
Oh my god.
I put that in air quotes.
That's research. Oh man, that is awesome.
All I thought about after that was Uncle Buck.
We still have to do that movie. John Candy, love you. So anyways, you got 60 seconds to go through all of these, and if you do, and if you complete it, you get the grand prize. I'm pretty sure just by winning, you got all the other prizes, but to get the grand prize, you had to complete all the challenges in 60 seconds. The one I watched, they failed miserably, like miserably. They got like 6 challenges in. Dude, it was so bad. The dad going through the pipeline, like, that motherfucker must have bashed his head like 4 times, dude.
That's awesome.
It was hilarious. And actually, talking about some of these challenges and like all the slime and stuff that's in it, have you ever read the article that came out like a year or two ago that recounts how awful that set smelt?
No, but I can only imagine.
Because it was set in like, it was set in Florida. It was super hot. And, like, apparently they've just never cleaned anything.
No, why would you?
And once it got bad enough, they would have, like, professional cleaners come in with these gigantic, like, electric vacuums.
I was going to say, just a pressure washer.
Into a truck. Yeah, and it pumped it into a truck. And I think this recountment was actually from one of those workers that had to suck all this stuff up. And they were like, man, it was... You got out of the truck and you just wanted to vomit.
That's awesome.
So, guys, go ahead and do a quick search for that and read that if you want a small little chuckle / revolting story surrounding this.
That basically gets us through the show, right?
Yeah, that gets us through the show. Like, every show that you watch about this, like, every episode, it follows these same guidelines. It's different obstacles, different physical challenges. And it always varies, and it always varied and kept it fresh and kept it competitive, so it always brought you back. But every show felt kind of new.
Do we have any phone calls?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Now, here's the real question.
Yeah.
Do we have... any from somebody who sent us a Facebook message saying they had left us a message, but we couldn't find it?
Yes.
Do we actually have that one, or message. Should I look up?
It's not that message.
What?
It's not that message. They sent a different one.
Oh, well, then I'm going to look that up while you have to download those.
I already have it pulled up.
Oh, okay. Wow, look at you being prepared today.
Bada boom. That's what I get.
What?
Are you impressed?
Yeah, very much so.
And thank you. So if we're going to be talking about, I want to make this kind of a regular thing where I want to, like, maybe once a month or once every 2 months, we come back and we cover one of these shows, because I feel like, at least for me, this was like a really large part of my childhood, and I watched a shitload of these game shows. And I'd love to do like a game show every couple of months. What do you think?
I can jump on board with that.
Okay. What did you think of, from what you remember of Family Double Dare, because apparently you hate Double Dare, from what you remember of Family Double Dare, what did you think?
Like I said, with Double Dare, I didn't have nostalgia glasses. If I watched Family Double Dare, it wouldn't have been so bad. I'd probably like it a lot more. And the questions you were asking me, like, I got, both of them wrong?
Yeah.
I would love that show more. Because, you know, it's geared towards the mom and the dad and the kids, so, like, any one of them could know it. Where they were just asking these kids questions, dude, on Double Dare, and I was knocking them out of the park. If I go to trivia, I want to be able to answer them, but I also want it to be challenging, where I might not be able to answer them, but when they tell me, I go, shit, I should have gotten that.
You know what I'm thinking right now? Actually, I'm going to make a quick reference. Harvey, the narrator of the show. Did you instantly recognize him?
No.
Oh my gosh. Dude, before I even watched an episode earlier today, I heard Harvey's voice in my head announcing prizes and introducing the teams.
Nice.
And then I watched the episode, and I'm like, that's the guy.
Was it exact?
It was pretty much spot on, dude.
Nice.
But what I propose, instead of the Yard Olympics, we're going to do Double Dare this year. That would be incredible.
Oh, my God.
Physical challenges in the backyard.
I'm going to have to say that we're going to do the Yard Game Olympics.
Yes.
But we could definitely set up a second event.
I guarantee you that we could get 20 people together for that.
Fuck the Nerdy Thursday barn party we've been joking about. No. Nerdy Thursday Double Dare.
Yeah. Who wants in? Come and see us. Shoot us a message.
God.
Facebook, Twitter, at Nerdy Thursday.
God, that'd be ridiculous.
All right, so I'm glad you enjoyed this show, and I can't wait to come back and revisit another show. God damn you, police officer slash ambulance, whoever's driving by. Guys, I want to reach out to you about our next show, whatever we're going to be covering. That's throughout three different shows.
Why?
We
do a really good job of deciding in the last couple days.
I know, but I want our listeners to be able to choose which one we do.
Ooh.
So, I'm thinking Nick Arcade, Wild and Crazy Kids, Legends of the Hidden Temple.
So, are you talking about our next...
And Nickelodeon Guts.
So, are you talking about our next show or our next game show?
Our next game show.
Okay.
I want them to be able to vote. Guys, shoot them to us, and we will definitely pencil that in for our next game show. Again, Nick Arcade, Nickelodeon Guts, Wild and Crazy Kids, and Legends of the Hidden Temple. But Mitch, that moves us on to phone calls. Are you ready to take a phone call or two?
Nope.
All right, I'm still going to do it anyways.
Sean.
Oh, okay.
On a scale of one to a bull of giant boogers and an oversized nose.
Okay.
How would you rate rewatching this show as an adult?
I would give, on a scale of one to a bowl of oversized boogers and an oversized nose, I would give this, I'd give it 18, I'd give it 19 boogers.
Nice.
It's not amazing, but it was a lot of fun to revisit, and I could see myself sitting down and just binge-watching like 10 episodes in a row.
After talking about it, I'm going to be right on par with you.
Okay.
I want to give you the chance to ask me a scale, but it's going to be the same answer. And I'm kind of upset I didn't use the scale of a gallon of slime.
Oh, I hate you, because that's literally where I was going with that.
See, that's another reason.
Okay. I've got another one. On a scale of one... I want to rephrase this. If you were to jump into a human-sized treadmill, right, and you were to be running, and you were to be filling up...
Do you mean the hamster wheel? Bar
...that consisted of a number range of one to a bowl. If you were to keep running in this hamster wheel, how full would you make that light bar?
Ooh. When you put it that way, man, I hate running. I'll probably give it a 6. as high as the real hamster wheel goes.
Oh, my God. That was incredible. That was great. That was nice. Great answer.
No, I didn't hate it that much.
Oh, man. What would you actually give it? Were you going with 19?
Yeah, I would still stick with 19.
All right, cool. From there, can we make a move to phone calls?
Yeah, we can go to phone calls now. That show's over. I have one more thing to say about Nickelodeon to close out the show, but let's do our phone calls.
We'll hold on to that. And coming up first, this is a call from a number that I don't recognize. It might be a new caller. And let's see where it takes us. You ready?
Yep.
Hello, Nerdy Thursday boys. This is Jay, otherwise known as Fish Lips Jamie if you are familiar with the Tadpogaverse. I'm just calling to say that I have started listening to your show since the Louisville Arcade Expo show, and I've been enjoying it so far. Your Power Rangers episode I thought was really good, even though I don't think you guys really went that deep into the old Power Rangers lore, but it's okay. It's very convoluted at any rate. I did have one problem with the new movie, though. Bryan Cranston, when describing the Zords, said that they were based off creatures, the wildlife of the current generation when, you know, whenever he crashed on Earth or whatever the fuck. The only problem I have is that the Mastodon, the Saber-toothed Tiger, are 10 times closer to being put on a Domino's pizza than they were to the Tyrannosaurus Rex. What the fuck ever. At any rate, like I said, came over from Tadpog, and I'm pretty well known there for my Kill Fuck Mary, so I'm going to ask you guys my favorite Kill Fuck Mary of all time.
Yes.
Kill Fuck Mary, Princess Peach, Samus Aran, or Princess Zelda. Go.
Okay, before we get to the Kill Fuck Mary, that's very insightful. Thank you for joining us from Tadpog, man. I'm glad you're enjoying the show, and I'm sorry that we couldn't give you more of a background on Power Rangers, but I feel like this is a trend of the show. We just barely give enough facts to like pass.
Yeah, we you know, we set the bar real low, but the expectation's high. So now when you go back to watch Power Rangers, you'd be like, oh yeah, no, this is pretty good.
Like, we literally hit the bare minimum to justify whatever our title of the week is.
Oh, we're talking about Double Dare this week? It's a game show. You don't want to know what else I did?
Honestly, I'm surprised we talked for as long as we did.
Let's talk about the picture we got today, though. Who finds a Power Rangers movie for a dollar?
Right? It wasn't even the movie. It was a photo comic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I zoomed in on it. Like, I thought it was the movie, too, but I owned the movie as a kid, and I was like, that's not the cover of the movie.
Well, dang, I looked at that wrong, then.
Yeah.
That's even better.
All right, Mitch, Kill Fuck Mary. We got Princess Peach, Samus Aran, who's from Metroid, if you don't know that, and Princess Zelda.
Kill Samson, fuck Princess Zelda, marry Peach.
It's Samus.
Nah, whatever. Close enough.
Wait, go through that again.
Nope.
Did you say fuck? You said fuck Princess Zelda?
Yep.
And Mary Peach?
Yep.
Do you have a reasoning?
No.
Okay.
I just figured I'd marry Peach because she's always getting kidnapped and I'd have my time by myself.
Nice. Okay, I would kill Peach just because she seems super fucking needy, man. Like, super needy. I would marry Zelda because she seems like the kind of, like, strong, independent woman that, like, she'll give me my time, I'll give her her time, but we can have a good time together. And I would fuck Samus Aran because, dude, she's, come on, she's a bounty hunter fighting aliens. Like, tell me she's not a freak. Come on.
She's not a freak. Come on.
You're thanks for adding the come on. That was great. So yeah,
the real problem Thank is you. I don't know much about Metroid, so
yeah, I kind of figured as much. That's why actually I paused and I let you know that it was from Metroid.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Fish Lips today, thanks for joining us from Tadpog. Tadpog Dumb, is that what he said? It's like the kingdom of Tadpog.
Tadpog Verse.
Tadpog Verse, full of all of its Tadpogladites. Next up on our voicemail system is going to be Stephen Michael, who you were referring to earlier. As he had messaged us last week, and I'll tell the story. All right. I don't care. Good. Stephen Michael, if you're not happy... Hit me up on Facebook or Twitter at Nerdy Thursday.
If you're not happy about it, complain and see if you're still number one fan.
So, guys, last week, pretty much right after the night that we released last week's episode, Stephen Michael messaged us on Facebook and went, "Hey, guys, just to let you know, I just left you a drunk voicemail." And I thought that was really weird because the voicemails pop up on my phone because it gets sent to my... to the Nerdy Thursday email. And so I get a notification right away, and I was like, man, that's kind of weird. Is my email fucking up? It was super late because, you know, it was late enough for him to give us a drunk call. And I sat there and I was like, it's not that important. I'm going to go to sleep. Now, the next day, I shared that information with you. I'm like, hey, you know, Stephen Michael left us a drunk voicemail. And at that moment, it dawned on me, hey, I still haven't gotten a notification.
So I love how you went to go check the mailbox and nothing was there.
Yeah, I went to check
the voicemail. So I took over the situation. I went, hey, man, thanks for calling. But you didn't.
Don't know who you called. Might want to warn you, you may have called one of your in-laws drunk. Left a weird voicemail, and you might want to take care of that.
Worth it.
Stephen Michael, thank you for being so understanding and grateful that we let you know. He did
whoever
give
he called,
call
I hope
back.
They start listening.
Yeah. He's like, they're like, Nerdy Thursday. Who are these guys? Hey, guys. Thanks for joining.
Best recruiting.
But anyways, Stephen Michael did give us a call back within the next couple of days to leave us this voicemail, and let's take a listen.
Hey, what's up, Nerdy Thursday? It's your number one undisputed fan, Stephen Michael.
Yeah, seriously, don't give us crap. You're going to lose it.
From Facebook. Just wanted to check in with you guys. I left you guys a voicemail last week. Some reason didn't make it onto the show. Not sure what happened there. But one little point from what I wanted to touch on was the new guest, Skip. Like I said before, my last voicemail that you guys didn't get kind of sounds like he's a tool bag, spewing my number one fanship and all. The one upside, got an Xbox. Pretty sweet. I don't have a PS4, so maybe we'll get online and we can settle our differences over some video games. Anyways, Power Rangers movie, pretty good. Liked you guys' episode better, though. I was a decent fan of Power Rangers back in the day, but it was kind of so uncool that you couldn't even admit you liked it, so it almost like took away from it at the time anyways.
Amen.
And, yeah. Then this last episode, Harry Potter, still have not seen a full Harry Potter movie.
Ugh,
I need to get on that if I want to.
It's levered. It's levered or hate it, man.
I think because I don't know if I can have not seen the movies and still be your guys' number one fan. So I'll be working on that. And then the last point is that need to remind you guys about the South Park episodes. Just wait on the next one every week, week by week. So excited about that. I am holding my breath. I'm very good at it, actually, so that's working out for me. Anyways, you guys have a wonderful week, and talk to you. Bye.
All right, there's a couple of points that we have to cover here.
Yeah,
one,
the first one is we have a number one fan showdown challenge.
Yeah, between Brian and Skip.
I'm willing to drive you down to Connecticut.
Okay.
To sit in Skip's house and watch him play a game against Stephen Michael.
That would be incredible. I am so okay with that. That also brought me to another thing that I saw in our messenger group where somebody had posted an article that crossplay is actually coming for PlayStation and Xbox.
Yeah, but
so Brian, get good at Rocket League because it's about to fucking go down. I'll fight you for number one fandom. I don't care. Or number two fandom. I'll be my own number two fan. I don't care. Let's go.
God, you're obnoxious.
I know. Two, Stephen Michael. Harry Potter is love it or hate it. Like, if you can't get through a movie, you're probably not going to be able to make it. Just once every 6 months, you're not going to enjoy one of our episodes. That's all. I hate Lord of the Rings. And I should probably have my nerd card revoked for that. But
oh, no, because we're forcing you to watch one. That's in the works. It's a thing because we're forcing Tyler to watch Prisoner of Azkaban in 6 months.
I got 6 months to wait. Okay.
No, we're gonna make you do Lord of the Rings in three, so that way he's committed.
Fucking A. Thirdly, Stephen Michael, Mitch, what was the last episode that we watched in South Park? Is that where they
we gotta do the elephant and the pig.
Elephant and the pig. They made it. They made a small elephant. And Chef sang a song about
you don't
love
get to
gravy.
Do a full See You Next Tuesday episode in 2 minutes.
Love Gravy! And then Elton John comes in and he sings some of the chorus too.
When does Mother Nature stop being beautiful? Oh, about 9 a.m. Fact.
Oh, man. Dude, I do miss doing the scene. I do miss the See You Next Tuesday episodes. I don't miss recording and editing them.
Well, here's the thing. If we can do it this way, we'll be okay.
Where we don't have to worry about editing?
Yeah, as much.
Yeah. I would be way more on board with doing that. If we can stay on topic and come on with a minimum level of drunkenness.
I'm not cleaning it.
All right. On that note, we've got another call. I have no idea who this is from.
What,
I didn't
we got
check.
A third one?
Yeah, we have a third one. This is our last call of the day. I didn't check to see who it was from. We don't have him saved in the phone. Sorry, I don't know how to do that on my phone.
What number is it? What's the area code?
The area code is from 520. I think that's Arizona. So this might be Kanaha. So let's go ahead and give this a quick listen.
Okay, guys. I just got thinking of something.
I recognize that voice. It's Kanaha.
If Monday is Manic Monday, there's Taco Tuesday, and then Hump Day, and then we have Nerdy Thursday. I don't know what to call Friday. And then we have Caturday, and then Sunday. So what would Friday and Sunday be if we were going to theme the days of the week around things?
Oh, you're making this easy.
I don't really know. And my, like, little tiny amount of OCD, that's not really OCD. Just my silly little nerd brain is, like, stuck on that. And I'm like, God, I really don't know. What would Sunday and Friday be?
Is she outside my house?
Like I said.
Because I recognize the sound of that car.
Obviously, Hump Day, Nerdy Thursday, and then Saturday is Caturday. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Sunday is fun day. You got to get that day drinking in before you get back to work on Monday. That one's easy.
Thank you. That's where I said that you're making this easy for us. Sunday's always Sunday fun day. For sure. That's when you do fun stuff and go out and play yard games and get hammered.
Friday for me is karaoke night, but...
Okay.
I'm trying to think, because...
It's also Freaky Friday, if you're going to ask Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, but I don't like changing personalities that often with people.
Could you imagine if you changed personalities with me, but you kept your own body?
God. It'd be miserable.
You'd get so laid.
I don't have a problem with that. Which is why I was going to say it's... Oh, God.
Go ahead.
It's, you know how you catch yourself and you're like, I know I can say whatever I want because it's my show?
Yeah. Remember last week when you asked me how I beat off when I can't use my right hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a moment like that. Thank you.
I can do whatever I want, I know. But and I know my
one
dad
doesn't
care.
One of the downsides of having...
I don't know who else listens, though. There's a lot of numbers that just aren't filled with faces and ears that I recognize.
Exactly. One of the downsides of having so many people that listen in this area.
When I proposition... Oh, God.
Yeah.
Fuck her in the butt. Fridays. I don't know who's going to hear that.
Oh, that is so awful. Oh, my God.
You got a better one?
So we do racist jokes, sexist jokes, male empowerment jokes.
Body shame.
Dear God. Dear God, this has been a bad episode for us.
This episode derailed.
I'm so glad that we now have a disclaimer at the beginning of this episode.
I'm just putting I'm not going to edit, words. See what kind of actions you take.
I'm really not. I'm not editing this episode at all. Oh, man. Guys, thank you so much for calling. Kanaha, thanks for the call. Hopefully we can fix this little OCD thing that you're going through, and now you have a name for every day of the week. I've personally never heard of Catter Day, and I hate cats. So I got to figure out a Saturday thing for me that doesn't revolve around cats. Do you have one, Mitch?
For Saturday?
Yeah.
No, because I've heard Catter Day.
Really? I haven't.
Yeah. My Instagram blows up.
Oh, you follow a lot of weird people then.
I do what I gotta do.
I guess so. You make it happen. Guys, if you want to give us a call, like Fish Lips J, like Stephen Michael, and like Kanaha did today, you can always add us into your phone. Save us into your contacts. Just go ahead, hit that little home button on your phone while listening to us. Go into contacts. Under name, write Nerdy Thursday. Sean and Mitch, whatever you want to call us. And type in this number, 413-418-0076. Again, that's 413-418-0076. You want to wrap this up, homie?
Yeah, I got one last Disney thing before we're done.
Before the Disney question, I want to ask because
did I say Disney?
Do it earlier.
We're totally talking Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We didn't ask this earlier, and I want to get this out of the way because I want to try to remember for this to be a regular thing. Mitch, what are you drinking?
Ooh, yeah. Well, I started with a beer I opened earlier, which was a Willow Rock Brewing Company out of Syracuse. Gus went out there to grab a couch. He picked up a crawler of Hoprick, which was 7%. Nice. Try to keep it local. After that, the one I opened at the beginning of the show, I got a Bissell Brothers Switch here, which I'm pretty sure I drank the other day, maybe, on the show, which is 8%. And that's the last one, so I might have to go back up to Portland.
And how would you rate those beers?
They're delicious.
If this was Untappd, which, guys, by the way, we do have an Untappd. So hit us up on Facebook or Twitter at Nerdy Thursday for our usernames, and you can be friends with us on there. But if this was Untappd, how would you rate those beers?
The Willow Rock's going to get a 3, and I believe I gave the Switch a 4.75.
Wow. Switch is up there, huh?
Yeah. Holy that's shit. When
that's out of 5.
That's what we were drinking during Power Rangers and when we started talking to Micah.
Nice. Yeah.
Me and Skip.
Those got you guys shit-faced.
We weren't that drunk.
We were just super excited
about a couch.
Believe me, I listened back through that whole episode.
I haven't. You guys were shit-faced. I can't wait.
I am drinking out of Black Hog Brewing Company.
Tell me about Oxford, this Ginger Ninja.
Thanks for ruining it. I am drinking a red IPA brewed with fresh ginger, and it's called Ginger Ninja. And it's got a sweet little pig on the tab. I love it when you can look at the pop cap, the tab on top, and there's a cool design on it. I appreciate, like, the little extra effort that these companies go into to getting customized tabs. I enjoy that. This, if I'm going to take a sip real quick, I'd say it's a mild IPA. It's got little hints of ginger. I wouldn't say that. I'd rather drink, like, a ginger brew over this all day. But I would give this a 3.75 out of 5. It's pretty good.
Ooh, it's a good amount of bottle caps.
Yeah, it's a good amount of bottle caps. It's 6.5%. It's not crazy for an IPA, but it's tasty. So I recommend you guys give it a try if you ever come across it. And nice. It's in a sweet pink can with a sweet, like, watercolor drawing on the front. It's pretty awesome. It's going to be on the Instagram. Check it out. We're nerdy_Thursday.
So, to close out the last Nickelodeon thing of this episode, I'm watching the random videos that, you know, kept popping up after episodes and whatnot. We had Nickelodeon Studios is closed down. And that was, I think, early 2000s.
I interject real quick?
I guess so.
I'm going to Florida in a week and a half, and I'm going to Universal Studios because I got to go to Harry Potter World. Sorry, yeah, Stephen Michael. I'm going to Harry Potter World, and I imagine the week after that, I'm going to fucking gush about it. But it's going to be very depressing to see. I don't know what they've done with that lot, but it's going to be really depressing to just see the shell of what that was. because I really hope this show's not there in early 2000, and I got to do the tour through the Nickelodeon studios, which was
really awesome. That's amazing.
That was so much fun, and we got to sit in on a game show. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't as good as Double Dare, Family Double Dare, or Double Dare 2000. It wasn't as fun as that, but it was kind of cool. But it's going to be really depressing, again, to repeat myself, to see the shell of what it was.
Well, that kind of goes into what I was going to talk about, because one of the random videos that popped up, in 1992, they buried a time capsule right outside the studio there.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, while they were about to bury it, they opened up one from 1942, and I really want in 2042 for them to pull something out of there. Because they're doing it, like, 50-year increments.
Okay, Google.
I hate
Create an event?
Actually, I don't anymore. At first, I hated you, but if you're going to create an event for...
What is the event?
2042.
What's the title?
Nickelodeon Time Capsule.
Okay, do you want to save this?
Yes.
Saving event.
Beautiful.
You're a moron.
I hope that everyone who's listening doesn't hate me as much as you do right now, because I feel like you should have seen that coming.
I did.
Okay, cool.
Sean.
Yes.
Before we do our entire outro stuff,
which I've done half of through this show.
Yeah. If you could ask a stranger that is also a girl a random question, what would it be?
Where the fuck did you come up with this?
I'm just asking. If you could ask a girl that's a stranger a random question, what would you ask her?
What do you hope to accomplish by the time you're 60?
Is that your question?
And I think that's what I would want to ask somebody, that regardless if it's male or female, is something that's thought-provoking and can start a conversation. And I think that that's something that could start a conversation. And I think in our lifetime, since we were little, like, you know, there's been so many changes, and, you know, women are really standing up for their rights and equal pay and all of this, especially now. I think this is like a huge talking point. And I think that that would be a great talk, you know, a great conversation starter to see what they hope to accomplish.
You know, it's really weird.
What?
When I ask you a question like that, and you know it's the end of an episode, why would you open a with us? Like, why would you ask a conversation starter?
Hey, man, you're
not something
the one
you really wanted to know.
That's something that I really want to know.
Fine.
I like to get to know people.
Excuse me,
like
Miss Disclaimer Lady. What do you plan on accomplishing before you turn 60 years old?
Okay, I didn't take the question as like just walking up to somebody random on the street. Like, if I'm in a bar, like, I was taking it as a, like, I'm in a bar and I just started talking to some woman that was sitting next to me.
Yeah.
I would, that's one question that I would ask, because I think that that's thought provoking and I think it's a good question.
Okay, so do it the other way.
Uh-huh.
If you were just going to ask a random stranger on the street, what would you ask?
Does sex matter? Male or female?
No. I said a girl, though, so kinda. But it is 2017.
I would have laughed so hard if that was a voicemail. Here I am turning on my volume for the voicemails. Honestly, dude, I don't have a question for that. I mean, I don't go up to random people and ask them questions unless it's something that's necessary.
Well, I know you don't, but I gave you the opportunity. You could ask any question you want.
I could literally go out on the street and ask someone anything I wanted anyways.
But would it be recorded?
Oh. Are we recording? Oh, okay.
You stopped your recording?
I got a question then. Oh, I didn't know that the question was going to be recorded.
Well, hold on a second. Of course it's going to be recorded.
Oh, perfect. If I were to approach a random woman on the street and ask them any question in the world, you know what I'd ask them, Mitch?
What would you ask them?
If you had a bowl, and in this bowl were scalloped potatoes, how many scalloped potatoes would be in that bowl?
I don't know.
This is amazing.
I like to put little surprises like this.
This is amazing. So, visualize this, okay? I don't know what your name is. What's your name?
Marissa.
Marissa. Hey, how you doing? I'm Sean.
Hi.
Put your hands out in front of you, like you're about to receive communion from church. You're about to receive Christ into your life.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in that hand, both of them, because apparently you have both of them there in front of you, you have a bowl in your hands. And look into this bowl that's imaginary in your hands and fill it with scalloped potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, in your mind, how many scalloped potatoes are in there? Just do a quick count.
167.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
That's a big bowl.
Do you have a crock pot?
I really like scalloped potatoes. Sue me.
Are you holding a crock pot?
Maybe.
Mitch, question for somebody that I do know. This is going to you.
Clearly.
Has Marissa been here the whole time?
Nope. She got here about 7 minutes ago.
Fantastic. All right. Well, as always, guys, I'd like to thank GlitchCast 7 for our awesome, or CalabungaBreakfast.bandcamp.com for our amazing theme song, The Invention of Nerdy Thursday. You can find him on Twitch at GlitchCast 7. And he's doing a bunch of awesome shit over there, streaming games. He just had his own Mario Kaizo hat come out last week, and that was super fucking awesome to see him stream that, and I can't wait to see other players play it. You can find us, as you've heard me plug a million times through this episode, on Facebook and on Twitter, at Nerdy Thursday. And you may have heard me mention this once before, but you can find us on Instagram, at Nerdy_Thursday. What's up, Nerdy Thursday? On Instagram. They stopped liking our stuff. It's depressing.
They heard all the insults.
Yeah. It was like, as soon as I stopped calling them dickheads, they stopped liking our stuff.
Yeah. So you're a dickhead.
Mitch, do we have anything else? Again, add us into your phone, 413-418-0076.
No, I think that covers it.
Cool.
I wasn't really listening, but I think you got it.
Thanks, Marissa.
No longer wearing a headphone. Perfect.
Well, Mitch, we're going to wrap it up this week. I don't know what we're going to do next week, but we got to figure it out soon because I'm going to be in Florida by the time the next episode comes out. So we got to get that recorded soon. But until then, man... Keep it nerdy.
Keep it nerdy.
Woohoo!
How'd you like that surprise, buddy?
Dude, it fucking rocked my world.
She can do that. She's pretty good at rocking your world.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not seven like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray, and they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. You could never know which day was the one for you, but I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel, cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you'll be my friend.